Hello, and welcome everybody to our Thursday evening Q&A call of the Healing Codes, Ask a Coach, Get Started, Go Deeper. My name is Annika Constantine, and on behalf of the Healing Codes, I want to welcome everybody to this call. Today is October 17th, 2019. It is now 8:30 p.m., and everything on this call is being recorded. The recording is available to registered members as a download from our website, which is www.thehealingcodes.com/forward-dashboard. Before we get started today, I want to give our disclaimer. This presentation is for educational and informational purposes only. Since we're going to be talking about the issues of health and well-being, we wanted to make sure that you understand that this information is not intended to heal or cure anything. Everything in this presentation is the opinion of myself, Annika Constantine. You should always check with a licensed healthcare provider about any specific health concerns that you may have. The main purpose of this call is to answer questions about doing the Healing Codes process. Uncertainty about doing it right will slow down your progress. Your questions often serve the needs of others on this call or people who will listen to the recording at a later time. So today, we're asking those of you who are uncertain about part of the Healing Codes process to ask questions. Another purpose is to validate people who want to tell us of their successes using the codes, because these stories encourage you as you do this work. When you hear other people describe their own efforts, challenges, and successes, you can more easily form pictures of your own healing journey. Now, everybody, before we get started with our Q&A, part of this call, I want to open our call with a universal healing code that we're going to be doing together. I also wanted to take the opportunity to apologize for our Q&A call not happening last week. At the same time, last Thursday on October 10th, there was a malfunction with the server, I assume with the Instant Teleseminar website, so I was not able to access this website and therefore the system to host the call, so I apologize if you tried to be here, but luckily today everything is back to normal, so I'm happy to be able to offer the call today again. All right, so we are going to be using the Universal Healing Code from the book The Healing Code by Dr. Alex Lloyd and Dr. Ben Johnson, and I would like you to relax as best you can, of course, right now. And if there's a specific issue that you would like to address at this time, feel free to do so. I will be guiding you through the steps to get the most out of your healing code right now. Also, if you don't have a specific issue that you would like to work on, you can just use this opportunity right now to just relax with this code and just receive whatever your heart prioritizes. And just get into this wonderful, relaxed, loving state. Now, if you have a specific issue, I would like you to first rate that issue on a scale from 0 to 10 as far as it bothers you. 10 would be the strongest it could be. 5 would be somewhere in the middle. So just give it a number. This can help you later to track your process with this issue. After you've rated it on a scale from 0 to 10, I would like you to ask yourself how that issue makes you feel emotionally. Meaning, when you think of that issue and you tune into yourself, what do you feel? What do you think even? What type of beliefs pop up when you think of that issue? For example, a belief could be a thought like, this is never going to get better, or this is hopeless, or I'm scared, for example. So these are all unhealthy beliefs. If you do identify one of those, please do include them in your prayer. This is really, really helpful and is the first step to healing when we can actually identify one of those unhealthy beliefs that are not supporting us in truth and in love. You can also, like I said, ask yourself how that makes you feel. For example, if you feel sad or angry or you're experiencing low self-worth, that may be an issue that you would like to address. And just include it in your prayer. And again, you can also rate those feelings or beliefs on a scale from 0 to 10, meaning how strong they are, again, to be able to monitor your process with those issues. Now, even if you feel like these things do not have anything to do whatsoever with your issue that you addressed, please do know that they are connected, and identifying those emotions or beliefs can be tremendously helpful. So that's why we try to guide you through these steps before you even start with the healing code, as it sometimes helps us recognize where an issue may be coming from. Now, if you'd like, you can go a step further even and do the memory picture finder. What that means is that we're going to be looking for a memory briefly that in that memory you are looking for basically the same feelings or beliefs that you're currently experiencing. So we're not necessarily looking for the same circumstances. If it's a physical issue, it does not have to be surrounding that physical issue. If it's a relationship issue, it does not even have to be with the same person. We're really looking for the feeling, the belief, because when we can identify a memory that carries a similar or the same feeling, we are getting very close to the root or even at the root of the issue. And when we heal those early memories, that can really speed up the whole process and heal that issue at a root level. So what you want to do is ask yourself, when you think of that feeling or belief that you have identified, do I remember an earlier time in my life where I have felt the same way or a similar way? Now, you don't want to be doing a lot of digging. Just see if anything pops up naturally. It could be from your childhood. It could be from your teenage years, young adulthood, whatever pops up for you. Just allow it to arise. If nothing pops up, that's perfectly fine as well. Just know that your heart will still identify the memories that are at the root of this. So don't worry about it. If something pops up, you can again rate it on a scale from 0 to 10 as far as the strength of that or the intensity of that memory is concerned. Again, for tracking purposes. All right. Now I'd like to give everybody a moment to say a prayer from the heart regarding the issue that you have chosen today. Or, like I said before, if you don't have a specific issue, just say a prayer from the heart again for you to be filled with more love, even more light, even more peace, and for you to just benefit from this healing session that we're going to be doing right now together. All right, if you haven't finished your prayer, feel free to continue praying while we do the healing code. While we do the hand positions, the healing code, just relax as best you can, or you can focus on a love picture, or you could focus on a truth focus statement, whatever helps you be in that wonderful relaxed state. I pray that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, destructive cellular memories, and all physical issues related to, now state your problem or issues and any memories that you have identified, would be found, opened, and healed by filling me now with the light, life, and love of God. I also pray that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. All right. Take nice deep breaths from the stomach. And we get started with both hands bridge, both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. And just focus on that love. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. Both hands bridge, both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. And continue to take nice deep breaths from the stomach. Deep breath in and deep breath out. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. And both hands, bridge. Both hands, bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. And continue focusing on love, on peace, on whatever you want to experience more, or the positive opposite feeling of what you're experiencing on the negative side of things. And both hands, temples. Alright, and if you'd like, you can place both hands over the middle of your chest, over your heart center. Take another nice deep breath and process this healing code. If you'd like, you can say a prayer of gratitude for the healing you've just received. Or again, send love and healing to each and every single part of you. Or ask for that love to fill every single cell, every single part of your being again. If you have some water handy, you can drink some water to help your body also process the energy. All right, thank you so much, everybody, for being here and for being part of the healing code we just did together. Now I would like to give you some technical instructions as far as asking questions is concerned. So we have several people that are with us via the web call. If you are with us via the web call, you can raise your hand either by pressing the button that says raise hand, or if that's not possible for some reason, you can also open your keypad and press star 2. For those of you who are with us via the phone, that applies to you as well. You can press star 2 in your keypad. That will raise your hand here in our teleseminar platform, and I will then unmute your line for you to be able to ask your question. If you are with us via the webcast, you also have the opportunity to submit a written question, so you can just type in your question. You can leave your name and email if you'd like. Press submit. And I'm going to be seeing your question here on the screen as well. All right. So we do have two people that raised their hands just right now. I hope, Cindy, it wasn't a mistake because I saw your hand raised a few minutes ago already before we did the healing code. But I'm going to unmute your line to see if you have a question. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi, my issue is osteoarthritis. It causes me a lot of discomfort. I was first diagnosed in 2008, and I have trouble walking because I have the most pain in my right knee, and it gives me trouble with walking. If I walk too fast, I feel like I could almost fall, so I have to be really careful, and I don't really feel like I have good balance. Like, I can't turn my head when I'm walking and do too many different things at once when I'm walking because I lose my balance, and I have trouble going up and down stairs and stepping up and down curbs. And, some of the feelings that you mentioned that I feel like it's never going to get better, hopeless, scared, low self-worth, and I'm embarrassed, and I really don't want to end up having to have a knee replacement. And this falls under the self-control on page 113 of the Healing Code Manual. And I can definitely identify with feeling rejected by lots of people. Sometimes some of my family members, and some of my kids or their significant other, I was bullied in school when I was younger. At first I was popular, but then I started getting bullied Because the kids thought it was funny that I went to modeling school, I guess. I was, and like, so I was, you know, I wasn't, first I was popular, then I wasn't popular. And then my father, when I was younger, would tell me that I would never amount to anything, and he told me I talked incessantly, and if I had, probably someone was mean to me, he sometimes said that I could never get along with anyone. And he was a hard worker. He was a very good provider and had a lot of good qualities, but he was just like a very quiet man, and he never spoke to me as a child. He said children, I was brought up with children should be seen and not heard. And yeah, so I really would like healing. I really would like some like healing, because this is causing me a lot of discomfort and pain.
Yeah.
And would love to, I really don't want to have a knee replacement. I'd like to I'd like to keep what I have as, rather than having to replace what I was made with plastic and metal.
Sure. Yeah, I understand, of course. Yeah. So do you have a specific question, Cindy, as far as how you can go about that, or maybe you, so you have the manual, how to use it maybe more efficiently?
Oh, yeah, I knew how to do that. Yeah, well, I know I have to be more consistent. I've been more consistent. You know, I'm reading the memory code book by Alex Floyd right now, the memory code.
Yeah.
And I've been, So, you know, I'm looking at other things that Alex Floyd has, you know, that, and then it's, this is supposed to be about 10 minutes, and it's about healing memories in 10 minutes, so I'm looking at that.
Yeah.
I don't have any questions, just wanted to let you know what was going on.
Oh, okay.
I can, this can be dealt with sooner rather than later.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, God bless you, Cindy. Thank you so much for sharing that. And if you have any questions about the manual or even, you know, any other process that you may be doing by Alex Floyd, we're here to help.
All right, thank you. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, Cindy. You're welcome, Cindy. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, I've closed Cindy's line. And we have another hand that got, I see here, by, I think it's a number ending in 9592. 9592, I'm going to open your line.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, who am I speaking with?
My name's Janae.
Janae, hi.
Can you hear me? Yeah.
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yep. I actually have three questions. One is in reading the book and doing the healing codes, I noticed it talked about the test that you can take, but I couldn't find the test. I didn't know where to look for that test.
Well, you know, it should just pop up, actually, if you do a simple Google search and just type in Heart Issues Finder, and it should be the first or second result that you should get on Google.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
Yeah.
So question number two. So for, as you're reading through the book, you know, joy, peace, love, all of these, they have, I'm better with the truth statements than I am the pictures. So I really liked the truth statements. And I'm wondering for the six underlying specific issues, pain, response to pain, programming, attitude, judgment, behavior, if there were any created truth statements, because I saw there were a few for other negative ones, such as the unhealthy beliefs, harmful actions, forgiveness, but I didn't know if there were any for the others anyway.
Well, as far as I know, there aren't any actually for those categories. Just for the, you know, classical, I would say the classic 12 categories. But if you, you can easily, you know, create your own. So either
it gets a little harder.
I understand. Or actually what you can actually do, because a lot of people think, well, if I'm working, for example, with the love category, I can only use, you know, the truth focus statements for the love category, but it's not true. So you can actually kind of mix and match. So if you feel that any of the truth focus statements that you do have fit, you know, your experience with one of those critical component categories, feel free to use them as well. So just whatever speaks to you is great.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm just writing that.
Another
question has to do with, you know, the support calls are amazing. I didn't know if, depending on your area, if there were any groups that ever got together and worked together in that way.
Well, that's a really great question. Officially, as far as I know, we don't have any specific groups, you know, that are organized by the Healing Codes, and then, you know, kind of, but I know that, I'm from Germany, so I know that, for example, in Germany, in specific cities, there are actually some support groups around the Healing Code, and they meet like once a month or something and come together, you know, and work on, you know, whatever issues they're bringing, with the Universal Healing Code most of the time. So, that would be something, of course, that, you know, you could maybe bring to life in your own area, or even do a Google search again and see if there's any Healing Codes group or, you know, anybody that works with the Healing Codes. So I think that's a really, really great idea.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're so welcome.
That's all. That's all I had. Thanks.
Okay. Wonderful. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Okay, I closed Janae's line. So if you have any questions, please do come forward. Okay, I have another caller whose number ends in 1799. I'm going to open your line. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Sheen from Chicago. I have a question. Can you hear me?
Yes,
hello?
I can hear you.
Okay, great.
Hello?
Hi. Yeah. I've been doing Healing Codes maybe for about 4 years, and it's, you know, I feel like it's been life-changing for me. How I feel now, I never thought I could have the peace I have now, so I'm super, super grateful for the work that you guys do. But one of my core struggles seems to always, it's still there. Maybe not as intense as before, but it feels like it's still, you know, if I have certain struggle, I always can kind of go back to it, can trace back, okay, that's probably still the same issue. So, you know, just briefly, I grew up in a not very nurturing kind of environment. So growing up, I developed this false belief and understanding that if people accept me, then I'm good. If people don't, then I'm bad, in a simple way. So I feel like I've got a lot better. And then an event that's about to happen in about a couple of weeks, and kind of triggered that struggle again. I'm gonna meet with some high school friends that I haven't seen for a long, long time, and it's almost like I'm all of a sudden I got so stressed out. I just feel like, oh my gosh, this setting is gonna bring me back to where I was before or how I was feeling back then, which looking back, I certainly struggled with some anxiety issue, you know, when I was a teenager. And and then I'm like, okay, so what, you know, what image? So I try to diagnose myself. And so I thought of, two memories that I thought could contribute to, you know, this feeling of needing for approval and acceptance. The earliest memory is when I was probably a baby, and this caretaker, this I don't have the, you know, I don't remember any, the context, but it was just kind of a mean face from this caretaker in that, on that night. And I don't remember other things. And that if I think about it now, I don't feel like there's any emotional connection. You know, it doesn't make me feel stressed, but I remember that image. So that's kind of the earliest image I have. And the next thing, in my timeline, if I can call it that way, I feel like it's my fifth grade when I moved to a different school and had to take the public transportation to get there. And that started another, period of just stress, anxiety. And, now if I sit and think about it, that stage, that fifth grade, that kind of transition, I could still feel the stress. And, so yesterday I called, Joanna on the Wednesday call. I got a custom code, a custom trilogy code, but I'm not, you know, time was short and I didn't want to take too long. I'm just not too sure, like, how to, I can go through it, I can do it, but can I think of anything while I'm doing it? Should I be thinking about, you know, the images or the events? I'm kind of used to doing the healing code. Then I know, okay, there's time I meditate on certain truth statements. There's time it could be image. The trilogy is so fast. So I don't know if I'm supposed to think about it. I barely can follow all the, you know, all the positions. And then what about the you know, categories? You know, how long do I do this code? And do I go through the 12 categories? So, you know, that kind of thing. Like, got a code, but I don't know what to do with it.
Okay. Yeah, Shin. Well, let me think how I can start. So you asked basically.
Sorry, I know it's a lot.
Joanna tested on. Oh, that's okay. No, that's okay. So did Joanna give you a code specifically for, what was it, anxiety or... That feeling of the fear. Okay.
Yeah, the fear of just the need for acceptance. And when I don't feel accepted, like I'm going to meet these classmates, old friends, all of a sudden I feel stressed and I feel almost like unsafe.
Yeah.
You know, because it's almost like I don't know if they will approve of me or accept me for where I'm at now.
Yeah, I understand. So you could go through the 12 categories with a trilogy that you got from Joanna. Now, usually it's been a while since I listened to one of the calls, but usually if she usually tends to say that, you know, it would be better if you filter that issue basically through the 12 categories. If she hasn't specifically said that, I would say it's up to you. What you could also just do is just kind of, you know, tackle that issue heads on and don't worry about the categories. Just pray, you know, for that issue to be healed, for that, you know, fear of not being accepted, whatever comes up, whatever you identify and connect to it. And then as far as, you know, the... well, you know, I know that trilogies tends to be pretty fast. Now, don't feel shy to just go a little bit slower if you feel like that helps you a little bit more to, you know, if it just feels nicer for you to do it a little bit slower. And also while you do a trilogy, you're free to think of whatever you want to think of. So you could kind of keep it the same as with the healing codes. You could focus on a truth focus statement or some truth around, you know, surrounding or around, you know, that fear of being accepted, like knowing that you are just acceptable and, you know, worthy just the way you are, for example, and just focus on that. We do have the freedom while we do a trilogy to actually even think of negative images or even negative beliefs if it feels well, if it feels right in, at that time, you know, sometimes it can be healing just to observe that a little bit, or you can go back and forth. But, I mean, in the end, it's really up to you what you want to be focusing on. And I would say just go with whatever you feel, you know, just helps you the best. So, yeah.
Okay. So in the trilogy, yeah, if I could ask a couple more specific questions. So the trilogy, minute number one, it's, you know, those points, right? For some reason, did I get it somewhere? Like, I feel like somebody said that's the minute I'm supposed to focus on the trauma, the stress. Did I?
Meaning
that
the...
myself? Like, going, when you were going through the first minute?
Sure,
with,
yeah.
You know, those active points and your tapping,
right?
I thought
your
I was
tapping,
supposed to focus on, focus on the stress, focus on the trauma or something, unless, you know, I can't handle it. Or, am I right?
Right, yeah. Well, you know, there's, I would say there's no, you're supposed to, like, if it feels good to you to focus on that trauma and, you know, focus on the negative in that moment. The thing about tapping, you know, the classic tapping, basically, that's how you do it. You focus on the negative while tapping and even maybe say deeply in love and accept myself, for example, you could do that. But as far as I know and how I learned it basically with trilogies, that you're free to think of whatever you want to think of. So I think that's kind of his first suggestion to, you know, maybe think of the negative. But if that makes you feel uncomfortable or it's too stressful to do that, then you could just focus on love and light and healing, on, you know, some truth that you want to focus on. So it's really up to you, whatever. Just, I would say, you know, let your heart guide you in that to see what feels best for you, most healing to you.
Okay. So the same thing with the minute number two, because that's the healing code part. But the, what Joanna gave me is the healing code number two, healing code two. Healing code two, also I thought I learned that you focus on the stress instead of the positive. But you're saying it could go either way, whatever I feel comfortable with.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, it could be either way. It's basically you have a little bit more freedom, or you have all the freedom that you want, as, you know, as opposed to the regular healing code where we say it's better to just focus on that, you know, that positive, on feeling relaxed.
Okay.
And but with healing codes two and trilogy, you are actually free to think of whatever you want to focus on.
Okay. And then if I want to go through different categories, then I can just focus on one category a day.
I'm
thinking of certain truth statements. Okay. One last question. So she gave me the code, right, for the custom code, trilogy code for my issue. So do I do the same thing? I go through it three times? Because the original trilogy, right, you go through it three times. Minute number one, you go through it three times. Number two, three times. Minute number three, you go through it three times. So then I go through this code three times, right? That she gave, the one that she gave me?
Yeah. Well, again, like I learned it and how I saw it in the training videos is that each, because it's minute number one, right? So it's basically for a total of 1 minute. And you just usually go through it once, and then minute number one is over, and then you go to number two. So it's really a process. I mean, with the prayer, if you say some prayers in between, it will add up a little bit more to than 3 minutes in total. But it's really, you just go through it once. Except for the healing code, when I'm not sure how many positions you got. Okay, you have two positions. Okay, yeah. In that case, you would go through them. You could either just hold each position for 30 seconds, like you know from the regular healing code that you're familiar with, or you could also, you know, if it feels good to you, maybe do it several rounds and then move on. What you can do, of course, is you can do the your trilogy several times per day, as much as you want. That's perfectly fine.
Okay. So with the trilogy, then I don't have to do a separate healing code thing. Right. I guess I'm just kind of used to doing healing codes for, you know, for
right,
a long time.
Right, right. I understand.
Yeah. So now it's short. I'm like, okay, is that enough?
Yeah, I understand. Well, actually, what you could do is you can do your trilogy, which will be around 3 minutes or give or take, you know, plus a few minutes more with your prayers. And you could use that second, the healing code that you got for minute number two, and use that right after you finish your trilogy as a regular healing code. Because when you do trilogy, you're basically activating all, you know, different systems in your body, you know, energy wise, and coming from the issue from different angles. And so if you do the healing code right after, what happens is that, you know, maybe some blockages have already fallen away, so you're even more receptive to the, you know, healing power of the healing code in that moment, which is the, you know, least common denominator, because everything comes from our memories, right? So that would be something you could do, especially if you're missing that, you know, more meditative element of the healing code.
Right.
Just do it right after you finish your trilogy.
Okay. And then what's an ideal, like how long should I do the healing code portion of it?
Well, I would say probably go with, you know, the standard 6 minutes. I would do it for at least 6 minutes, but you can do it longer if, you know, you're the type of person that likes to do longer sessions, like 10 or 15, whatever feels good to you. But I would do it for at least 6.
Okay. Great. Thank you so much. This is very helpful.
I'm glad, Sheen. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You're so welcome.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Closing Sheen's line. Okay, if you have any more questions, please do raise your hand. We did have a few questions that came in written form, so if we don't have anybody right now that would like to come forward, I'm just going to continue with our questions that came in. Okay. All right, so I'm going to read a question from Patty. Patty asked the following. When doing Healing Code 2 brainstem position with left hand, is it effective to lay the flattened left fingers above the palm at the base of the skull? Reaching the base of the skull with my left palm was difficult for me while breathing from the stomach. Thanks, Patty. Yes, Patty, of course. So whatever feels most comfortable to you, if it's harder for you to reach, you know, that position, the brainstem with the palm of your hand, it's perfectly fine to just use your fingertips, for example, or, you know, the regular or the standard hand position would be that vortex position where you, you know, hold your fingertips at the position. But you can also just kind of lay them there flat and just make sure that your fingertips are, you know, in that area of the brainstem where the brainstem position is located. So that's perfectly fine. All right. We had several questions that came in today, so I'm going to continue with them. Okay. So Sibylla asked the following question. My husband has stage 4 lung cancer. We do everything we can to prolong his life. We do the healing code together every morning and every evening. Are there any special positions or combinations we ought to do? Kindest regards, Sibylla. Well, Sibylla, bless your husband. God bless him. I am assuming at this point that you are probably doing the Universal Healing Code. The Universal Healing Code is wonderful. However, we do have more effective, stronger healing codes other than the Universal Healing Code. So perhaps you would like to look into either one of the Healing Codes manuals. It could be the Healing Codes 1 or 2 manual. It could be even Trilogy if you're familiar with it. And you can work with those codes. Cancer classically falls into the patients category. So that would be something you could look at too, because we have for each category, we have two codes, and then you can work on those categories. So basically what you could be doing is support your husband by coming at it from different angles, by means of the 12 categories, the healing categories. So that would be something you could do. Also, in the case of your husband, what I would actually like to recommend is if you would be open to working with a coach and getting custom codes for your husband. I think that would be the most effective thing that you could really do for your husband. Getting very specific healing hand positions, healing codes for your husband. You can find a list of our coaches that are certified with the healing codes, or like I said, if you're even working with Trilogy, that would be an option too. You can go to the Healing Codes webpage, which is www.thehealingcodes.com/forward home. And then on that webpage, I'm giving you that link because I think it's easier to navigate it that way. And then you're going to see a tab that says practitioners. And then what you're going to do is you're going to hover your mouse over your cursor over the practitioners tab, and you will see a tab that says meet our practitioners. You click that one, and you will see a list of many, many coaches that are certified at work with the healing codes. I would always suggest contact the person that resonates with you the most. A lot of us have web pages. Go to the web pages, see if there's someone that really resonates with you. Even say a prayer for you to, you know, work with the best coach for you at this time. You can also go to the Dr. Alexander Lloyd homepage, which is Dr. Alexis Lloyd News, or it's his main page basically. And there you can also find the list, so either one works. I'm just going to look up the actual page name just so you find it. What you can always do if all else fails, go to Google and put in healing codes practitioners, and I think it should pop up that list that I just mentioned to you. But if not, it's thehealingcodes.com/forward home, and then click on practitioners. And on the dralexanderlloyd.com page, you will see the menu on your right-hand side. And let me check. You are going to click on resources and then coaching. So the link will be dralexanderlloyd.com/forward coaching. And then you will see find a coach. And you click on that button, find a coach. And you will see again here the same list, or I think it may be an updated list of our practitioners/coaches. And now I have the correct link. So what you can actually do to go directly to that page of the coaches would be dralexanderlloyd.com/forward coaches. So instead of coaching, it would be coaches. COACHES, coaches. All right. But there are really a lot of things that you could do, but I would think that's the most effective thing, to also have someone there to support you during this time and to support you as best as possible. Okay. We do have a few more questions that came in. I'm going to continue reading them. However, if you do have a question, do not hesitate to raise your hand. I'm very happy to take your questions. We have another question. The question is as follows. I have an autistic daughter who can't do the healing code on her own. Can I do the healing code for her? How? Thank you so much for your attention. I really hope this question gets an answer. Yes, of course. Yes, of course, you can do the healing code for her, and it's actually very, very simple. There are basically two ways you can do the healing code for your daughter. Number one would be that you do the healing code on yourself as you would do it for yourself, but instead of doing it for yourself in an issue of your own, you're going to be saying the prayer for your daughter. So whatever issue your daughter may be dealing with, whatever you think could help her, whatever issue maybe you see in the 12 categories for her, just focus on one category. But even if it's, I'm going to just take the example of the Universal Healing Code for now. You do the healing, you say a prayer for your daughter, and you say, I pray for my daughter, and they pray that she, you know, whatever may be the issue that you're addressing for her, for that to be healed. And then you do the healing code, in this case the Universal Healing Code. And then when you're done, you can do one more thing, which is you place both hands over your heart, and you can say something like the following: I release the full effectiveness of this healing to my daughter in truth and in love. So you've done the healing code and you send it again to her. Now, if your daughter is present with you, you also have the opportunity to do the healing code on her face. I think the simplest way would be to sit behind her and then just do the hand positions on her face in front of you. You can also, of course, sit across each other, facing each other, especially with the Universal Healing Code, and do it on her face. Just tell her to, if she can, just relax, or she doesn't really have to do anything. You can do that for her. You can keep praying for her even while you do the healing code, for example. And that's it, and you do it just on her, for her. Now, if you do the healing code on yourself, and if she is present but you didn't do it on her body, you can also, of course, finish the healing code. Like I said, you can release it to her again in love and in truth for her healing. And then maybe you want to go over her and touch her on her shoulder or give her a hug or something. That would be wonderful as well. So there's basically two things you can do for her in order to help her and support her with the healing code. Okay. Let's see. We have another question from Kurt from the Netherlands. He wrote the following. Is it okay to do up to 7 different trilogy healing procedures within a 1.5 hour time frame? Thank you very much. We'll be looking for an answer in the replay. Love and light from the Netherlands. Yes, Kurt, of course, you can do as many trilogy healing procedures as you'd like. The only exception I would say is if you feel a little bit overwhelmed or you feel a healing response coming on, meaning you feel maybe either a little bit overwhelmed or something like that. But if that's something that feels good to you, please do go ahead and do as many as you want. That's wonderful. Okay. And we have one last question for now here in written form from Roxana. She wrote the following. What does it mean if, while doing the healing codes, a lot of sadness comes up? The mantra during the process is, Lord, fill me with your healing light and love. Be my balm of Gilead, Lord. Ah, dear Roxana, God bless you. It doesn't have a specific meaning. I think it really depends on each one. We all have different experiences while we do the healing codes. I would just say it's a part of the process, and most likely it's just something that's healing, and that's why it's coming up. And what I would suggest you could do is maybe just include that sadness in your prayer and just ask for the root of that sadness to also be healed and included in that, in your healing. But usually it's probably something of that sort, that it's something that's coming up to heal. It's healing as you're doing the healing code, or it's something that shows up so it can be more specifically addressed. That can happen too. But in my own experience, usually it's like a healing response. It's a healing, it's part of the whole healing process, and it's nothing bad, not at all. So whatever you feel while you do the healing code, that's perfectly fine and perfect for you in that moment. So I wouldn't worry too much about it. and just include it in your prayer. That would be my suggestion. Okay. All right, we do have another caller that raised their hand. I'm going to unmute your line. It's a line ending in 5920. 5920. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hi, Annika. This is Lori calling.
Hi, Lori. How are you?
I'm not too bad. I have a few questions. A couple are a little bit technical, and then one's a little more detailed. The first one is, when I get a custom code from Johanna, I can either get a custom trilogy or a custom code. I usually get the code and then insert it into minute two. But I was wondering, if I got a custom trilogy, if I didn't have a lot of time, could I just do the code, the custom code part on its own, or does it need to be part of the trilogy?
No, it doesn't need to be part of the trilogy, so it can actually stand on its own as well.
Okay.
So you do that separately.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and another question is, I did get a custom code from Johanna yesterday for one issue, but today a new issue came up. Well, it's kind of an old. It's related to a traumatic experience that I had. And so now I've used the custom code a couple of times, and I thought the effectiveness is only kind of good for a couple weeks. I'm not sure what to do now because I need to address the trauma. Because it's bothering me more.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So basically what happened is you used the code and that trauma came up. Is that what you're saying?
No, I used the code, but then I got an email, which is completely separate. And I've been dealing with a process, and now the review report has come back, and I got that today, which is a completely different issue. And so now that reviewing that is triggering a lot of trauma for me.
So will I lose the
2 week effectiveness of the trauma or of the custom code if I deal with the trauma first or deal with
you can still use your custom code if you're doing a break right now and just address that issue that you got a custom code for later. That's perfectly fine. Still be effective if you haven't used it. Yeah,
I used it a couple times, though, already. Like, yesterday I used it, and then today I got this email. So it's...
Yeah.
Or is it... I heard one time that it's more about your frequency changes, so that's why the effectiveness wears down a bit, because you're sort of vibrating at a different frequency now.
Right. Yeah. Of course, you know, the most effective thing would be to work with it right away, I would say. But it's not going to be like you can't use it at all anymore if you basically pick up at a later time, because that issue, you know, if you're not working on it, it may not be changing while you're not working on it, right?
Right.
So you're still good to go if you pick up something else. However, I'm not sure if they're related, you know, that trauma and the custom code or the issue that you got the custom code for. You could even try to work on that trauma with the custom code and see if that helps
there
or if that feels good to you.
There's a bit of an overlap because the custom code is for neuropathy, which is numbness and and hopelessness. And in a way, this traumatic experience is kind of the same. So if I just do that in with when I do this custom code, it could cover both.
Yeah, it could cover both. Or if you feel like right now that, you know, that trauma that you identified is stronger even, just don't worry about, or yeah, you can, I think you could work on both at the same time, or just, like I said, use that custom code and just address the trauma in one session when you do the healing code and then, do the original issue basically that you got the code for in another session.
Okay.
So it's kind of, especially since it came up. So I believe that a lot of times when we get a custom code, especially, and then something comes up that may not seem 100% related, but it, you know, may feel similar, or it even just comes up while we do the code. A lot of times it is actually related. So don't feel shy to include it in your code. Yeah.
So even if this just kind of showed up in my inbox, like this process has been going on for 10 months, and then the day after. Code, it shows up in my inbox, you know. I don't know. Just,
yeah.
There could be, God's in control of everything, so.
Yeah, it could be. So, yeah, don't worry about that. Just include it. There's nothing you can do wrong with that. Yeah.
Kind of just trust my intuition about it, too. Like, if I feel like it's not a good idea, like, if I get overwhelmed or something, then maybe just slow it down a bit.
Absolutely, yeah.
Mm-hmm. My third question has to do with my daughter. She's in her first year university, and we paid her a visit over Thanksgiving. In Canada, we have Thanksgiving. And so now she's homesick and depressed. She's already kind of been diagnosed with depression, and she has social anxiety too. So anyways, I'm just wondering, with Healing Codes 1 or 2, what can I use to do codes for her to help her, you know, with the depression?
Yeah. Well, you could really, do you have the manual, or are you talking about the universal procedure? Oh, the manual.
I have Healing Codes 1 and 2 manuals.
Okay. Well, in the Healing Codes 2 manual, since it's more about relationships, you could be looking for, you know, there's several processes, right, for different issues.
Okay.
So there's one procedure basically for an issue that's not related to relationships in this case. I mean, it could be, you know, because she's homesick and she misses you guys. So you could do a healing code for her concerning her relationship with you and her dad, I think.
She really
in this
misses,
case. And
misses the family dog. So.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah.
That was like her very close connection. Is that still applied?
Yeah.
Is there a process for your pets?
Well, for that one, I think I would probably use the code for relationship with all others.
Okay.
Since that would be, you know, there's not a specific code for pets, but you could definitely use that code for her in that regard. And, or like I said, that specific procedure, you know, as far as maybe the depression is concerned, it will give you an outlay of how you can, you know, do a more thorough process of addressing that.
Yeah, Healing Codes 2 kind of has the 5 categories, and I think 1 is for emotional or mental pain, is that?
Mm-hmm.
So that would be the one that for depression, then?
Yeah, you could do that as well. You could use all, they're called, the life source codes are the, I forgot the name right now, it's on the tip of my tongue. But basically what you're talking about, the different hand positions. Basically you can use the whole procedure, you know, from number 1 to number 5 and work on all of those, or you could also just use that one for emotional, mental, and spiritual pain, of course, and just hold that position for a while for her.
So since I'm doing it on me for her, I don't, I can't really think of any memories because she's not here, right? So it's just a matter of holding the positions then?
Yeah, you can just ask in your prayer for anything that may be related to that, and even for all memories that are causing this in her, for them to be healed, and you don't have to know what they are, and just do the code. It will just work just as fine.
Okay. I think that will help. Thank you.
All right. Any more questions, Lori?
I think that's it. Well, I sent you an email, so if you wanted to address that on the call, you could do that. It's just what to do when you don't want to release or do forgiveness because of anger issues.
Yeah. I haven't been able to read it yet. Whatever you prefer, if you want, I could read it right now, or I can send you a separate email.
Okay, maybe that would be better, a separate email. It was mostly just about not ready to do healing for forgiveness or choose forgiveness because I still want to be angry. I'm having trouble with anger. So I just wanted to know what to do about that. So if you want to address that now, that's fine. And if not, then it could be done privately.
Yeah. No, I can write you a private email. That's okay.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. All right, Lori. I'm going to close your line. Bye-bye. Laurie's line. All right, everybody. So let's see if we have any more questions that came in. If not, I would like to end our call for today. And we're going to be closing our call again with another universal healing code. So just get as comfortable as possible. If you have a specific issue that you would like to address, again, I would like to give you a few moments to do an inventory, so to speak, and see what pops up. If it's the same one as the beginning of our call, maybe it's the same feelings and beliefs. Maybe something changed, so see if that's the case. Or maybe even a memory already healed. So see if anything else pops up. And if not, if you don't have anything right now that you would like to address, or if you would just like to be part of this healing code, you don't have to look for an issue, and just be open and just ask for your heart and for your being to receive exactly what you need right now in this at this time. And I would like to give you a moment again to say a prayer from your heart. Okay, if you haven't finished your prayer, feel free to continue praying if you'd like, even while we do the healing code. That's up to you. And I'm going to be reading the prayer from the book right now. Dear God, I pray that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, destructive cellular memories, and all physical issues related to state your problem or issues in all identified memories would be found, opened, and healed by filling me with the light, life, and love of God. I also pray that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. Okay, let's get started with both hands bridge. Both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Just relax as best you can. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. You don't have to try hard to heal. In fact, I believe we're not really meant to do it alone. So just relax and allow yourself to receive that healing, the power of love, and plug into it. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. Both hands bridge. Both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. Relax. Keep focusing on your heart, being in your body, and just relaxing, taking it all in. Both hands bridge. Both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. And you can rest your arms. If you'd like, you can place both hands over the middle of your chest, over your heart center. Take another nice deep breath. All right. If you have some water, you can drink some water if you'd like. Thank you all so much for being here. I want to wish you a great rest of the week ahead, and we're going to be here again next Thursday at the same time at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you would like to say goodbye, I'm going to unmute your lines, and yeah, you can say goodbye. God bless you, everybody.
Goodbye, and thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Thank you very much.
Good night.
Okay, bye.
Goodbye. Thank you.
Bye,
thank you. Thank you.
Bye-bye. God bless.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye.